DLC 2 Smart Travelling. Listen to the radio interview with Teresa Carey from Cleveland about couch surfing. While listening, complete each sentence in about 1 to 7 words. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You'll hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task.
Welcome to another episode of our program, Smart Traveling. I am Bob Jones, and today we say hello to a special guest, Teresa Carey from Cleveland, Ohio. She has been a couch surfing host for 3 years. Hello, Teresa.
Hello, Bob.
So, let's get started right away. Could you please explain to our listeners what couch surfing is?
Well, you provide a couch or a room for free. And in return, the travelers are encouraged to offer their home to others.
It's that simple.
Yes.
Wow, so why would you welcome strangers into your home?
Well, I like discovering new places for myself and also traveling on a low budget. In fact, I came across this website by accident. But I loved the idea of offering travelers a couch.
So what are then the advantages of couch surfing?
Oh, I love hearing about life and cultures in other places. And the people who come often leave as friends.
Friends, can't complain about that. But are there any safety concerns, things people should be worried about?
Oh no, there's no risk. As long as you communicate through the official channels and review their profiles carefully. Go ahead and inform your friends when a surfer is arriving, then they can keep an eye on you.
That sounds quite simple, actually. So why not charge a nightly fee? Wouldn't that be much better for you as the host?
No way. I would feel more pressured to have my home look perfect.
So, yeah, I can understand that. It's much more low-key and casual.
Definitely.
Do you remember your first guest?
Yes, she was a young student from Paris. In fact, her landlord had rented out her room to somebody else. Can you believe that?
So she had to couch surf?
Yeah.
So have you then ever slept on other people's couches in return?
Several times. I visited a German father and son. I also stayed with a young man in Korea. It was great.
Germany and Korea. That's impressive. With all of your experience, do you have any advice to other couch surfers?
Definitely. Always have a backup plan. That way you can avoid any unnecessary difficulties. And make sure to write a review afterward. Just be open-minded and have fun.
Do you have any other impacts and things you've learned from couch surfing?
I've realized that most people really just want to be helpful. It's great.
So, being helpful, having fun, what more can we ask for? Teresa, thank you so much for taking part in this interview.
Thanks so much for the chance to speak to you. I loved it.
And we loved having you. This has been Smart Traveling. Tune in next week for our program on riding rickshaws in India. Welcome to another episode of our program, Smart Traveling. I am Bob Jones, and today we say hello to a special guest, Teresa Carey from Cleveland, Ohio. She has been a couch surfing host for 3 years. Hello, Teresa.
Hello, Bob.
So, let's get started right away. Could you please explain to our listeners what couch surfing is?
Well, you provide a couch or a room for free. And in return, the travelers are encouraged to offer their home to others.
It's that simple.
Yes.
Wow, so why would you welcome strangers into your home?
Well, I like discovering new places for myself and also traveling on a low budget. In fact, I came across this website by accident, but I loved the idea of offering travelers a couch.
So what are then the advantages of couch surfing?
Oh, I love hearing about life and cultures in other places. And the people who come often leave as friends.
Friends, can't complain about that. But are there any safety concerns, things people should be worried about?
Oh, no. There's no risk. As long as you communicate through the official channels and review their profiles carefully. Go ahead and inform your friends when a surfer is arriving, then they can keep an eye on you.
That sounds quite simple, actually. So why not charge a nightly fee? Wouldn't that be much better for you as the host?
No way. I would feel more pressured to have my home look perfect.
So yeah, I can understand that. It's much more low-key and casual.
Definitely.
Do you remember your first guest?
Yes, she was a young student from Paris. In fact, her landlord had rented out her room to somebody else. Can you believe that?
So she had to couch surf?
Yeah.
So have you then ever slept on other people's couches in return?
Several times. I visited a German father and son. I also stayed with a young man in Korea. It was great.
Germany and Korea. That's impressive. With all of your experience, do you have any advice to other couch surfers?
Definitely. Always have a backup plan. That way you can avoid any unnecessary difficulties. And make sure to write a review afterward. Just be open-minded and have fun.
Do you have any other impacts and things you've learned from couch surfing?
I've realized that most people really just want to be helpful. It's great.
So, being helpful, having fun, what more can we ask for? Teresa, thank you so much for taking part in this interview.
Thanks so much for the chance to speak to you. I loved it.
And we loved having you. This has been Smart Traveling. Tune in next week for our program on riding rickshaws in India.